Hoy, and now Escanagaguego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Maybe, and each week we take a listen to some incredible music from different indigenous artists from across Turtle Island, and today it's all rock and roll. That's right, Sunburned Stone out of Albuquerque, New Mexico has been a band since about 2015. However, founding members Andrew Wilson and Daryl Young have been playing in various projects off and on for the last 20 years. This Deneb band found its completion when Nicole Chochi joined up, and we are talking about two of their albums today. It's kind of a double feature. When I reached out to Andrew, I wanted to just talk about El Navajo, and he mentioned to me that on the anniversary of their first album's release, they have a new project called Fifth World that you got to check out. This band, they're messengers from the rock gods that rock and roll is very much alive, and we're going to be kicking things off with the song that got my attention by way of the one and only legendary Keith Sekola. The song's Four Corners from El Navajo, and you're listening to Gyno. Four Corners from Sunburnt Stones El Navajo. It's the track that caught Keith Sokola's attention. Of course, one of his recommendations for me, and that ultimately led Sunburnt Stone and Andrew Wilson to Guynone right here, right now. Welcome back. If you're just now tuning in, it's your host, Brett Mabee, checking in with you. And I'm excited to do a little bit of a getting to know you with Andrew Wilson, the primary singer-songwriter of the band Sunburnt Stone. Greetings. How are you doing today, Andrew?
Hello. Yeah, it's everybody out there who's listening. This is Andrew Buzzy Wilson from Sunburnt Stone. I'm doing great today. Just got a little bit of a cold.
I'm glad to hear that it's nothing, you know, too major. You got to stay healthy right now. There's so much going on. Of course, I'm glad that you're well. I'm excited to talk about not only El Navajo, but the album that's getting dropped this week, Fifth World, and it's kind of a little bit of a split feature. But before we get into talking about particulars of these projects, let's get to know you a little bit better. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm Navajo, grew up in Arizona and New Mexico, Four Corners region of the United States, and been playing music since I was like 10 years old. Very much influenced by where I come from, the Southwest region, mesas and desert type scenery, canyon lands. I pattern a lot of what I do off of what I'm familiar with. That's definitely like Western style music. It's a mix of like country, blues, rock, Spanish style stuff.
You love it all.
Yes, definitely. It's been a long journey since I've been playing, because my influence have kept changing the older that I get. And, you know, every type of music I'm really into, it's just depends on what the time is and what comes across my way.
Sure. Kind of a different foods for different moods kind of thing, yeah?
Yes.
Well, when we were getting caught up, I was struck by how many of the mutual musicians that we know and have interacted with, and it really became apparent to me that you had a great view, an insider's view, on this emerging Native American music scene back in, I guess, we're going back to about the mid-90s now, yeah?
Yes. I got to share a stage with a lot of bands like Blackfire and Coalition back in the day, and you know, the shows back when I was younger, like in my teens, there really wasn't much happening. So I think a lot of kids like my age, we would just get together and then start playing music, because where we were at, like in Arizona, there wasn't really anything, and we would play music just to make the time pass by. And it turned into, you know, starting bands, and just, you know, everybody met everybody during that time, seems like. But that ability to be free and, you know, just do what you do, I think that developed into something bigger later.
And you've developed these relationships and maintained them over the years. You were mentioning that you still, I guess, semi-regularly, at least before COVID, got to collaborate a little bit with Klee Benali of Blackfire, yeah?
Oh, yes. Like, I haven't talked to him for many years, but we did a show. He sort of, like, you know, was a huge influence on me back then. And I got him to get rolling on playing again. So we did a show right before COVID had happened, and it was pretty cool to see him, like, 15 or so years later out on stage. And, you know, it's almost like we push each other to keep going.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, I was mentioning to you that the Benalis are some of my favorite guests to have on. I actually haven't had Klee on the show yet, but I talk with Janita and Clayson quite regularly. And every time we talk, I love the images that they're able to conjure and their sense of storytelling. And I really do feel like I also kind of get transported a little bit down into that Southwest region. And your music very much resembles that sound as well. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Sunburnt Stone now. So, you know, let's talk about the band. You and Daryl Young have been more or less working together off and on since, it's my understanding, 2001, thereabouts?
Actually, Daryl and I met each other in 1999. And when we first started playing music, at that time, there was only other musicians that were interested in like heavy metal style on the reservation. either you play heavy metal style or you play like country and western.
Oh yeah.
And Daryl and I, he was born in New Mexico, but grew up out in California in Huntington Beach, and we just met each other by total accident. He's Navajo as well. But we started playing a heavy metal band called Systematic Shock, and that was the late 90s, and it didn't pan out too well. We did, I can't even tell you how many shows in like 4 years, and I think we went through like 22 people, but we just basically gave up because nothing ever really happened out of that. We went on a 10-year sabbatical from that point, and I had contacted Daryl later on. I was living in Colorado at the time, but I told him, I was like, let's do this music thing again, but let's go at it with a different perspective and mind frame. And we decided to just do something that was a little bit easier and play like rock and sort of like acoustic stuff. And he was living in Phoenix at the time, and we just, you know, somehow both ended up in Albuquerque and started playing this different type of music. The spaghetti western, I mean, that's what some people describe our sound style as. It sort of came about when I was young. I used to watch old western movies with my grandfather, because that's the only thing we could get out on the reservation. And for me, that type of music just stuck with me inside my head. But when I hear music, I always revert back to that sound.
At this time, we're going to get a little bit back into the music, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about how the band started to gel and come into its present incarnation as well. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. I'm joined online with Andrew Wilson, the singer-songwriter of the band Sunburnt Stone out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. When I was setting up the show today, it was originally just going to be a feature about El Navajo, which as of this week is 1 year old now. And Andrew brought it to my attention that there's a special surprise. They have some stuff planned, and they're releasing an album on the anniversary of El Navajo's release. So I thought, well, we have to turn this into a little bit of a double feature now. So we're going to hear one more from El Navajo, and this one is one that I found getting caught in my mind a little bit. I was running over and over with the melody. It's a fun track. It's every single second. And then we're going to switch gears to talk about the new album a little bit. Fifth World is the name of the release, and more information coming your way in just a few. We're also going to pay homage to some of Andrew's inspirations that he was mentioning. Blackfire's Common Ground is coming up in this block. Also have one from Coalition, that's Tony Rosales' band, around that same time as well. And of course, you know we got to get one on from a man, Keith Sokola. He's the reason why we're here in the first place talking right now about Sunburnt Stone. So at this time, you're cordially invited to turn it up and sing along with Every Single Second today on Gyno.
we are Seehausen.
And you are rocking out to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Still remains.